million doses of Sputnik V by the end of March.
The top priority groups of people for vaccination are doctors, nurses and other medical staff working at intensive care units in hospitals. People over 65 and those with chronic diseases will be amongst the second group of people to be vaccinated. The vaccination of doctors and medical personnel is expected to be complete in less than 2 months.
Iran's vaccination campaign comes as the country is working on its two domestically produced vaccines, namely Covid-1 and Razi-Covpars, which are at the stage of human trials.
According to Iran's health ministry, the national vaccination program in the country will be completed until the end of the next Iranian calendar year. Saman Kujur, Tehran.
In a press conference, Sudan's Prime Minister Abdullah Hamdok announced a major cabinet reshuffle, adding that the new cabinet will focus on economic reforms, peace building, balanced foreign policy, restoration of civilian and military entities, and justice for victims of civil wars in the country.
Our government focuses on a number of issues, particularly economy. We have a unified vision in coping with the current economic crisis. We will work hard to implement Juba peace agreement.
The reshuffle is a part of the government's larger plan to push through the reforms and get foreign finance to overcome an ongoing economic crisis. It follows a peace deal signed in October with some rebel groups. Fighting in Darfur has left at least 300,000 people dead and 2.5 million displaced since 2003. Regarding foreign relations, Hamadok said Sudan's relation will be based on mutual interest, adding that most issues, including relations with Israel, will be decided by the next legislative assembly.
We repeat once again that the issue of normalizing ties with Israel will be decided by the upcoming legislative assembly, and it will decide to accept or reject it.
The reshuffle has created mixed reactions among the public, with many expecting new ways to overcome the current problems.
The ministerial reshaping has been overwhelmed by complacencies. The new ministers are activists with no deep experience, plus comes as the economic situation is very bad.
This government has done nothing. We want a better government that provides us with better services. I'm struggling with poverty and I can't meet my needs.
Sudan's economy was destroyed under previous regime by decades of sanctions, mismanagement and civil war.
Sudan's Prime Minister has finally made the long-awaited cabinet reshuffle. But the question is, to what extent the new government will be able to address the chronic economic situation and to improve the living condition of Sudanese people? Muhammad Ali Fazari, Khartoum.
The gap between the rich and poor in the EU is growing. Unions accuse employers of using the pandemic as an excuse to cut staff and pay less. A stark economic assessment has been delivered in the European Parliament.
The main social fallout of the COVID-19 crisis is still ahead of us. Unemployment can be expected to further increase, and poverty and inequality are likely to follow the same path.
The blame for this rests with the European Commission, some lawmakers insist.
Your policies are a nightmare. Unfair competition, public services destroyed, mass immigration, greater precarious employment and poverty amongst young people. You think that you can cure the disease that you yourself nurtured.
The economic situation in the EU was wobbly prior to the pandemic. Now things are much worse. Citizens have been sharing their experiences.
I work less, and so I'm one less money too. And the other costs are still here.
The whole situation, the whole viral outbreak, has clearly consequences on all levels, on a social level, on a family level, and also on an economic level.
A 672 billion euro COVID-19 recovery fund has just been endorsed by EU lawmakers. However, some claim governments in the bloc will squander the money.
The Spanish government has increased the budget for the king and for the army, and has no plans for struggling businesses.
Apparently, to save the EU project from collapse, the 19-nation eurozone must be prioritised by governments.
we've been courting with disaster for a long time. We have avoided disaster inside the Eurozone, but there is no reason to believe that we'll continue doing so forever.
In the EU's richest country, Germany, 8 million workers are on very low pay. EU lawmakers are demanding a minimum wage for the 27-country bloc.
The European Commission previously set a target to take 20 million people living in the bloc out of poverty before the end of 2020. That effort failed miserably. Many lawmakers argue the EU is not the solution, it's the problem. Jerome Hughes, Brussels.
The government of Venezuela is ramping up efforts to obtain coronavirus vaccines to inoculate its population, despite the ongoing economic crisis prompted by a series of tough U.S. sanctions. Although Venezuela has so far succeeded in keeping infections fairly low with regular lockdowns, the nation is still facing many challenges due to Washington's harsh restrictions. In this context, Venezuelan Foreign Minister Jorge Arreaza has slammed the rich countries in the Americas, namely the U.S. and Canada, for hoarding COVID-19 jabs. Arreaza remarked that this harmful policy is depriving other countries in the region of enough vaccines. He said this is a tantamount to putting political and commercial interests above human rights. Venezuelan officials back Arias's argument.
Venezuela will fight legally against the monopoly that the U.S. and its allies are purportedly trying to establish over COVID-19 vaccines.
However, some opposition members have a different opinion.
If the U.S. and Canada have more access to vaccines, it is because they are democratic countries and Venezuela is not.
But experts say that Venezuela is in fact a democratic nation and deserves free access to vaccines.
Venezuela has the same rights to the coronavirus shots as any other nation, since politics shouldn't meddle with humanitarian issues.
While the Maduro government works to guarantee a proper vaccination process for all the Venezuelans, it also has to deal with a round of U.S. sanctions that hinder the access to such vaccines in the region. Jesus Silva, Caracas.
Palestinians in the Gaza Strip have held a sit-in in front of the Red Cross office to support Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails and detention centers. The move comes as thousands of Palestinian prisoners in Israeli jails continue to suffer from inhumane treatment and are being denied their basic rights, including access to proper medical care during the coronavirus pandemic. Last month, Israeli regime forces arrested 456 Palestinians in the occupied West Bank, including women and minors. Hamas movement demanded international protection for Palestinian prisoners.
Zionist practices against Palestinian prisoners violate all international laws and norms. We came here to express a united stance in solidarity with the prisoners. We call on all international organizations to intervene and protect Palestinian prisoners, especially during the coronavirus pandemic.
Currently, some 5,000 Palestinian political prisoners are being held in 24 Israeli prisons and detention centers. The plight of Palestinian prisoners has increased amid the coronavirus pandemic. Around 400 of them have been infected with a deadly virus.
We call on the International Committee of the Red Cross to help Palestinian prisoners who continue to suffer inside Israeli jails. We are deeply concerned over the prisoners who suffer from medical negligence. More and more prisoners are infected with the coronavirus because of the overcrowding and lack of hygiene products.
Securing the release of prisoners is a highly emotive issue for Palestinians, who regard them as prisoners of war and as symbols of resistance against Israeli occupation.
Continuing the resistance is the key to liberate the prisoners, including by capturing Israeli soldiers to swap them with Palestinian inmates. We also need to increase solidarity activities to support the prisoners and highlight their suffering in Israeli prisons.
Solidarity with Palestinian prisoners has been a top priority for activists in Gaza, who say they are determined to stand by the prisoners for as long as it takes.
Latest statistics show that Israel has imprisoned nearly 1 million Palestinians since 1967. Currently, thousands of prisoners are kept inside Israeli jails, including women and children. Ashraf Shanan, Gaza.
The head of Razi Vaccine and Serum Research Institute says the Razi-CoV PARS vaccine will be an excellent option as it is the first injectable inhaled COVID-19 vaccine of recombinant protein. Dr. Ali Sari, speaking at the press conference, said the vaccine produced by the Razi Institute of Iran does not contain any elements other than the ingredients required for the vaccine.
The 96 years experience of the Razi Institute is the backbone of the Razi-CoV PARS vaccine production, and this vaccine must pass the relevant tests, and the media should assure the audience that the vaccine produced does not contain any negative side effects. Currently, Razi-CoV PARS vaccine has been prepared for human injection, which will begin with the issuance of a license by the Food and Drug Administration of Iran.
The press conference came only one day after Iran unveiled its second domestically made vaccine titled Razi-CoV PARS. Razi-CoV PARS is administered in three stages, two intramuscular shots 21 days apart and an intranasal administration 30 days after the second jab. Developers say not only does this protect the recipient from the virus, but it prevents them from transmitting the virus to others. Those who receive the CoV PARS vaccine will not need a mask anymore.
The country has the ability to produce all three types of the coronavirus vaccines, including those with the technology of African virus, inactivated virus, and mRNA. Razi-CoV PARS is one of the safest vaccines with very few side effects, and it will stop the recipient from transmitting the virus to others.
Domestic rival Iran's first homegrown vaccine, CoV-1, is ahead in schedule and will start the second phase of the human trial next month. At the same time, Iran has imported the first batch of Russia's Sputnik V and will kickstart its mass vaccination this week.
The first phase of the human trial of CoV PARS will begin next week on 130 volunteers. Developers say the entire human trial will take some 5 months. Saman Kujuri, Tehran.
After CoV-1 vaccine made headlines as the first viable Iranian-made vaccine for the coronavirus, another vaccine now grabs the spotlight, CoV-PARS. Developed by Razi Vaccine and Serum Research Institute, CoV-PARS is a protein-based vaccine. It employs recombinant versions of the spike protein, which tutors the immune system against the virus. This works with an adjuvant, a compound that puts frontline immune cells on battle alert to muster a robust immune response to the protein antigen.
This new vaccine works based on a recombinant spike protein. It's a proven method that has been around since 1980 and has been successfully tested on other diseases such as hepatitis. The first Iranian COVID vaccine used inactivated coronavirus, but this one works differently and can be injected or inhaled.
CoV PARS is administered in three stages, two intramuscular shots 21 days apart, and an intranasal administration 30 days after the second jab. Developers say not only does this protect the recipient from the virus, but it prevents them from transmitting the virus to others. Simply put, those who receive the CoV PARS vaccine will not need a mask.
The first two doses give protection against the virus and strengthen the immune system against the coronavirus. The third dose, which is administered intranasally, will block the virus from entering the upper parts of the respiratory system. Therefore, the recipient will not exhale the virus and those around them will be safe.
The first phase of the human trial for CoV PARS will start next week on 130 volunteers. Developers say the entire human trial stage will take 5 months. Its domestic rival, CoV-1, is ahead in schedule and will start the second phase of the human trial next month. At the same time, Iran has imported the first batch of Russia's Sputnik V and will kickstart its mass vaccination this week.
With CoV PARS making its way to the human trial stage, CoV-1 now has a top rival on its way toward the market. For now, Iran is a few months away from a marketable local vaccine. And until then, officials say Russia's Sputnik V will dominate Iran's inoculation program. Yusuf Jalali, Tehran.
Iran has held a national exhibition to showcase its latest scientific and technological achievements on the occasion of the 42nd victory anniversary of the Islamic Revolution. In this exhibition, 160 projects on such fields as healthcare, agriculture, defense, electronics, oil, and nanomaterials were unveiled. 90% of the proposed projects have reached production phase.
We process chitosan, which is a sugar that is obtained from the hard outer skeleton of shellfish like shrimp. Our company has processed chitosan at three grades which can be commercialized. Chitosan can be used in different fields like medicine, agriculture, textiles, and cosmetics, and etc. This will save the country hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Manufactured portable GPU or ground power unit, which is used to start the engines of light aircraft and helicopters. If you fully charge it one time, our GPU is capable of starting engines 9 times. This GPU can be used for devices which need high voltage.
Iran is a leading country in the region in terms of global innovation. According to the Global Innovation Index 2020 report, Iran ranks 26th worldwide for the share of its high-tech industries in the national production, surpassing the regional countries such as Saudi Arabia, Qatar, and Turkey.
At this exhibition, we are witnessing the emergence of new talents in our society. As you know, the enemies are trying to impose different forms of sanctions on our nation, but we have cut off the hands of dependence. We believe that sanction was one of the great historic opportunities for the Iranian nation throughout history. We have always stood on our own feet, and today the Iranian youth are moving the country on the path of independence.
According to the Scopus International Citation Database, the rate of scientific contributions of Iranian researchers to the world increased from 17% in 2011 to 31% in 2020, becoming the world's leading country in science diplomacy, with 14% growth.
In the past 42 years, Iran has reached self-sufficiency in many fields, including science and technology. And now it has become one of the leading countries in scientific achievements in the world. Sana Kujuri, Tehran.
What you heard was an IRIB English radio program. Please log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
In the limelight.
42 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the grassroots movement of the Iranian Muslims continues its enlightening task of awakening the masses in the region and beyond. It has imparted to them the concept of self-dignity, thereby forcing global arrogance to realize that it cannot defeat even an unarmed nation and barehanded people that are fully determined to achieve their goals and unwilling to accept the hegemony of the domineering powers. Dear listeners, these words were part of an article written by the staff of Kayhan International. This article is published under the heading Resistance Resulting in U.S. Defeats All Over the Region. Stay tuned for the details of this article, please. While celebrating the 42nd anniversary of the resounding triumph of the Islamic Revolution, we can say with confidence that as Iran marches steadily towards the pinnacle of progress in all spheres, the future appears brighter than ever. For a nation that has successfully defeated all the plots unleashed by its foe, the U.S., over the past four decades, including the dream of the devils to destroy the Islamic Republic and assemble in Tehran to re-establish American hegemony, we feel indebted to the spirit of resistance breathed to the nation by the father of the Islamic Revolution, Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, and his worthy successor, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei. Indeed, Iran has come a long way for those memorable days of 1979, and despite the intensification of the illegal American sanctions coupled with the cowardly killing of the icons of our defense and development, General Qasem Soleimani and Dr. Mohsen Fakhrizadeh, among other astounding achievements, we are proud of manufacturing the antidote for the coronavirus pandemic, which our principal enemy has so far failed to produce. A glance at the past 42 years reveals the declining power of the U.S. and its clients in the region. The retarded minds in Washington wanted to block the export of the Islamic Revolution, which Imam Khomeini, God's mercy upon him, had described as bursts of light. They have clearly failed, and God willing, in the near future will be totally shoved out of the entire region. They and their clients are not only abhorred by the Iranians, but hated by all other countries, as is evident by the developments in Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, Yemen, Bahrain, Arabia, Palestine, Egypt, Libya, Afghanistan, Pakistan, Turkey, etc. Among the objectives of the Islamic Revolution is resistance against arrogance powers and their oppression. The campaign against arrogance stems from Islam's opposition to any type of oppression against others or yielding to oppression. In other words, on the one hand, Islam opposes oppression against others, and on the other hand, it advises people not to yield to oppression and fight it. Ayatollah Khamenei has correctly analyzed the hostility of global arrogance against the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic of Iran, saying that the U.S. is the most manifest example of oppression. He has pointed out that the enmity and plots against Iran and the Iranian people started from the very day of the victory of the Islamic Revolution. The enemies were and still are the U.S. and the illegal Zionist entity, since both had been deprived of their vested interest in the region, with the fall of their most subservient ally, the British-installed Pahlavi regime. The Islamic Revolution of Iran, with its stand against domestic despotism and foreign hegemony, presented the greatest challenge to the domineering powers. No wonder the ideals of the Islamic Revolution instilled in not just the Iranian people, but the people of the region, the lofty values of Islam as a practical way of life in the modern era, such as social justice and of refusal to yield to the exploitative powers. This obviously made the political equations of global arrogance go awry. This was the reason the U.S., instead of waking up to the realities, adopted a completely hostile attitude to the Islamic Revolution and the Islamic Republic of Iran, along with its accomplices in Western Europe and the Third World, in the vain hope of overthrowing the popular religious system of government in Iran. The U.S., finding Islamic Iran firm and steadfast despite its pressures and plots, is now trying more idiotic tricks that are bound to fail as well. The graver the plots of the U.S., the stronger has become the spirit of resistance of the Iranian Muslim people, making the U.S. lose hope in reimposing its hegemony on Iran, although it has not given up its plots against the Iranian people. As pointed out recently by the leader of the Islamic Revolution, the intensity and multiplicity of threats against Iran actually shows the power of the Islamic system and how it defeated these intricate conspiracies hatched by the U.S. Today, 42 years after the victory of the Islamic Revolution, the grassroots movement of the Iranian Muslims continues its enlightening task of awakening the masses in the region and beyond. It has imparted to them the concept of self-dignity, thereby forcing global arrogance to realize that it cannot defeat even an unarmed nation and barehanded people that are fully determined to achieve their goals and unwilling to accept the hegemony of the domineering powers.
This documentary is dedicated to the celestial spirits of the martyrs of the Islamic Revolution, Sacred Defense, Security, Resistance Front, and Iranian health professionals, especially physicians and staff of medical centers and hospitals of Iran who sacrificed their lives in the front line of the battle against the coronavirus. Battle. The contemporary history of the world has recorded great calamities and disasters in its memory. Epidemic diseases, world wars, earthquakes, floods, and other natural disasters have ruthlessly called man to battle during his life. It may be argued that after World War II, the world is now on the brink of a catastrophe that has not only shut down all national and international relations and ceremonies, but also threatened the very foundations of civilizations and human population of the contemporary world. Corona. A cunning virus that detects the weakness of the victim's body and kills him like a ruthless killer. The way it invades from place to place and body to body is different, and not only its existence is not clear, but also its place of origin is unknown to the world. Before the production of this documentary, no definitive scientific or academic comments were accepted by the international community regarding the origins of this virus and the method of its destruction. The Islamic Republic of Iran has participated in this full-scale war and has been one of the first defenders of the invasion of this biological dragon. Iranians have already experienced the chemical attacks of regional and international enemies during the 8 years of the imposed war, so they are familiar with the methods of fighting on the biological war front. Iranians have already learned to resist against contagious diseases when HIV-infected blood was sent from the Western world, and now the time for yet another battle has arrived. In this new battleground, the Islamic Republic of Iran's armed forces are ready to control or treat the disease and are present wherever the people's dignity, honor, and lives are under threat, and a surprise attack makes no sense for them. Another winter arrived. The intelligence and security units of the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran has received the first warnings against the outbreak of a contagious disease from outside the borders. COVID-19 is a new and unknown disease that not only calls on government agencies and Iran's passive defense organization to the front line of the battleground, but also calls on the armed forces due to the deadly nature of the epidemic and particular security considerations. Together with the governmental and non-governmental institutions in Iran, the armed forces has rapidly developed protocols and defense preparations to fight the virus. The armed forces in the subordinate group immediately implemented the protocols developed for the protection of the forces with maximum accuracy. In order to protect the health of the armed forces, the strictest implementation of health protocols was on the agenda. The Iranian Passive Defense Organization, which is in the hierarchy of the General Staff of the Armed Forces, closely monitors the spread of coronavirus in the country of origin. The first rampart was biocamps in all provinces, which were mostly formed under the supervision of the governors and with the assistance of related organizations. A month passed since the first information was received, and the world media reported with unclear details that thousands of people in China have been infected with the coronavirus. This was the first public introduction the world received regarding this virus. As the danger becomes more serious, the General Staff of the Armed Forces issues a state of alert to its affiliated organizations for prevention. January 20th, 2020, the Ministry of Health officially confirmed the first infected case with the coronavirus in Iran. Immediately in the last week of January, the National Anti-Corona Headquarters was formed with the enactment of the Supreme National Security Council and the approval of the leader of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. The president appointed the Iranian Minister of Health as the head of the headquarters. With the establishment of the headquarters and the help of the armed forces, the target provinces were monitored immediately and new regulations were enacted. Healthcare workers sacrificed everything, including their lives, and soon the first martyr of health was buried in Gulzar-e Shohada Cemetery. Only 15 days before the spring, the leader of the Islamic Revolution called on all organs of the country, including the armed forces, to help the Ministry of Health with a greater sense of responsibility. By then, by the order of the leader, the highest religious and political official of Iran, the unity and presence of all elements of the nation and government in this battle was considered mandatory. Strategic and executive guidelines for dealing with the coronavirus were intensified when the virus began to spread throughout Iran. 2 weeks after the identification of the first coronavirus case, according to the Ministry of Health, the number of the infections throughout the country began to accelerate. On March 4, 2020, the president officially announced the outbreak of the coronavirus throughout Iran. As the outbreak of coronavirus was officially announced in Iran, the basic means of confronting the virus, such as masks and disinfectants, became extremely scarce. The lack of facilities was reported not only for the public, but also for medical centers. In hospitals and medical centers, crowds of anxious people could be seen. The medical staff of hospitals and clinics dedicatedly refused to leave the trenches of treatment during those days. Physicians, nurses, and healthcare workers were redefining the concepts of jihad, altruism, and martyrdom as health defenders. On March the 12th, 2020, hospitals and medical centers were surprised by the large influx of patients and terrified people. The ability of Iran's official medical system for withstanding this unrelenting pressure was diminished. The Supreme Command of the Armed Forces, in a decree to the Chief of General Staff of the Armed Forces, Major General Mohammad Bagheri, called the Armed Forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran to the battlefield against the coronavirus using all their capabilities. The decree was issued with the aim of helping the people and the government and using the huge capacity of the armed forces and Basij in the field of health and medicine. Less than 12 hours passed since the decree was issued by the Supreme Command of the Armed Forces and Imam Reza Health and Medical Headquarters was established in the General Staff of the Armed Forces under the command of Major General Mohammad Bagheri as fast as possible. Along with the establishment of this headquarters, the Secretariat and 9 specialized committees were formed in order to carry out the mission and communicated tasks as soon as possible. The armed forces, in full coordination with the government and the Ministry of Health and Medical Education, are officially entering the field at full capacity by the establishment of several operational headquarters. One of the most important measures of the armed forces was to use the best of health and medical capacities of the organizations to fight the coronavirus. In addition to the capacity of permanent hospital of the armed forces, 11 mobile hospitals with specialized and subspecialized equipment were established throughout the country. Increasing the country's therapeutic capacity causes the medical and nursing community to provide medical services for all patients at any age and at any level of infection in an equal and sufficient manner. While reports of inhumane, cruel, and speculative behavior of the dominant regimen pervaded the media, the Islamic Republic of Iran, in accordance with Islamic culture, provided a full coverage for all walks of life in terms of support and medicine. During the corona crisis, designated areas for patient recovery are as important as hospitals. Due to the rapid spread of the disease, some of the patients who were released from hospitals were not able to pass their recovery period at home. According to numerous reports, many of these patients also needed persistent health and psychological support even after being relieved of the risk. The armed forces created recovery areas which became like a home for the survivors of the coronavirus. The Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran, the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, and the disciplinary forces in all provinces constructed more than 330 recuperation areas with a capacity of 28,000 beds in the shortest possible time. Concurrently, medical specialists from the official forces of the armed forces and Basij were dispatched to assist the country's medical centers and hospitals.
The Minister of Health, in a message, welcomed the armed forces to help the government and noted that the immediate coordination of the armed forces has been encouraging. Physicians, psychiatrists, and nurses of the armed forces, along with other peers from the medical community, constantly monitored the physical and mental health of the COVID-19 patients in medical centers and hospitals. The National Coronavirus Headquarters then shifted the fight against coronavirus from the hospitals to the streets, and screening the patients became the agenda. More than 22,000 volunteers of Basij forces are organizing and working on a project called For the 30 system to help the government and people in COVID-19 screening on a person-to-person basis. The disciplinary forces and Basij organization carefully assessed and screened all occupants of private and public vehicles on the city entrances. And the defense industry in the armed forces, together with the industrial community of Iran, put the production of necessary equipment on the agenda. Laser thermometers, thermal scanners, and other necessary equipment for screening in public places were produced by the armed forces, relying on internal capacities. In order to cooperate with manufacturers of items such as gloves, masks, and disinfectants, and due to the significant increase in demand for these items among the people, the Ministry of Defense changed the production lines of defense on an industrial and mass scale and started producing masks, gloves, disinfectants, protective cloths, and other requirements needed by the general public, medical centers, and hospitals. Perhaps most importantly, was the production of ventilators using internal capacities, without which breathing was an unattainable dream for coronavirus patients. But apart from screening patients and providing the essential requirements, the urban environment had to be disinfected. From the very first days of the outbreak, the armed forces and volunteer Basijis, clergies, municipalities, the Red Crescent, and the people have been working hard to disinfect the streets and public places. The presence of all field forces in disinfecting was not only very effective in controlling the virus, but also in creating peace of mind in the society. These actions at all levels throughout the country were effective in breaking the chain of the coronavirus contamination, and the armed forces and Basij were fulfilling their duties in this national battle with all their might. Social distancing was pursued with great care and sensitivity, mainly by the disciplinary forces and with the help of Basij volunteer forces. Unnecessary traffic was restricted in cities in red alert condition. The National Anti-Corona Headquarters, with the discretion of the Ministry of Health, ordered widespread shutdown of public places, which was managed with the cooperation of the public and the disciplinary forces. From the very first day, the observance of health protocols in the internal organization of the armed forces was so precise and perfect that not a single case of death among the armed forces was reported during the first wave of the disease. Foreign media was biased and unfair in their portrayal of the coronavirus outbreak in Iran.
Iran was one of the first countries that experienced a pandemic, and at that time, the complexities that would arise later were unknown. It still seemed like a simple epidemic. Mainstream media portrayed the issue as if COVID-19 had spread only in Iran and China, and no one believed a ruthless pandemic will soon conquer the world. This false information circulating on the internet provided the enemies of Iran with an opportunity to create rumors to psychologically weaken the Iranian society. Therefore, the peace of mind of the Iranian people, who were already inflicted by the spread of the serious disease, was falling victim to the spread of false rumors and misinformation that was intentionally being created and disseminated. The professional armed forces rapidly started operating in this area to combat the psychological operations and media warfare in cyberspace. Iranian cyber police and the cyberspace departments associated with the armed forces acted decisively to deal with dissidents and rumor mongers and provided accurate and honest information to enlighten the public opinion. But the malice and perversion of a few internal groups did not remain only in cyberspace, but emerged in the economic fields. The Economic Security Police cooperated with Basij forces to discover hoarding warehouses and arrest the hoarders, which led to public concerns about the lack of essential supplies and medical items in the country. Their quick action paid off, and stores and pharmacies never faced an influx of people or insufficiency at any time. Contrary to the stable situation in Iran, the United States and many Western countries that had been most hostile to Iran in terms of economic sanctions were witnessing long queues forming for the purchase of goods and violent clashes over simple sanitary items. The Persian New Year, Nowruz of 2020, appears differently. The government, the people, and their constant supporter, namely the armed forces, were fighting the virus with all their might. The leader of the Islamic Revolution and the commander of the armed forces, according to yearly tradition, presented his Nowruz message to the Iranian nation. The spring of 2020. There is so much unity and empathy throughout the country that only a month after the outbreak of the coronavirus, the country's defense has been completely effective in this unequal battle. Everything indicates that the popular culture and state system, which was based on justice, Islam, religious values, and altruism, has passed through another crisis successfully. Throughout the country, the guidelines and instructions of the National Corona Headquarters are clearly visible. Unnecessary traffic is minimized. On a national scale, students are receiving their education virtually at home, and the observation of protocols is being vigorously pursued by the public. The good news of the spring of 2020, published by the Ministry of Defense, is the production of corona diagnostic kits using national capabilities. Since the diagnosis of the disease is the first step in controlling and treating it, this is truly good news of Nowruz for the country's medical community. It is now much easier to break the chain of infection. With the unremitting efforts of the politicians of Iran, the institutions and organizations of the Islamic Republic of Iran, with the full support of the armed forces and the constant sacrifice of Basij and the independent people forces, there is no longer any widespread panic as the first days of the outbreak in the society. But corona still claims lives without paying much attention to what is going on. There was self-sacrifice and faith, but death has not disappeared yet. Although death is the beginning of a new life according to Islamic teachings, saying goodbye to a loved one is very painful and requires particular ceremonies due to the close and tight-knit nature of Iranian families.
While the international media reported disregard for the treatment of the elderly and their discharge from hospital without being treated in Western imperialist countries, according to the rich Islamic and Iranian culture, the citizens of the Islamic Republic of Iran even respected the lifeless bodies of coronavirus victims. Clergies, who are considered by the people to be the main custodians of Iran's religious ceremonies, did not abandon the people. Numerous groups of Basij organization have organized and worked to strengthen the morale of patients, doctors and nurses in hospitals and medical centers, and even perform the shrouding and burying procedures of coronavirus victims. The armed forces, just as they constantly guard the borders and lives of the people, did all to preserve people's dignity and peace. Therefore, with the establishment of a spiritual and health base in the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, with the cooperation of clergies and Basij forces all over the country, four issues were on the agenda: providing services and assistance for the spiritual health of the people, organizing clerics to perform funeral rites according to approved health protocols, planning for organized and purposeful presence of clerics in medical centers and hospitals to uplift medical staff and patients' morale, and organizing and planning in order to comfort the bereaved families. Carrying out such voluntary activities is a kind of old Islamic Iranian tradition, which had been guided and supported regularly and nationally after the Islamic Revolution. The Islamic Republic of Iran has more than 20 million organized volunteers, most of whom are ready to serve in times of need. This special capacity and ability is one of the most important pillars of the preservation and restoration of the Iranian society after the Islamic Revolution. The Basij force, which has perfected its skills, abilities, and commitments during the Holy Defense era, has always been in the field in times of need. The force is now fully experienced and determined when Corona enters Iran. The presence of Basij in the country is one of the most important factors in consoling public opinion. Screening and monitoring the outbreak of the disease among the Iranian people in the first wave of the outbreak in Iran and setting up tens of thousands of industrial and home workshops to produce PPE items are just some of the mobilization measures in this field. With unity and quick mobilization, coronavirus was managed and controlled in Iran, the virus that was so powerful that it could push global markets to the brink of collapse and had not left the Iranian economy unaffected by these multiple shocks. Although the economic consequences of this disease were palpable for the whole world, the cruel sanctions imposed on Iran by the US and Europeans doubled the economic problems in Iran. The livelihood of a significant part of the people was at stake. With the forced closure of many small businesses and small and medium workshops, the economically weak and vulnerable were in need of special attention. Some experienced difficult situations due to job loss, others due to old age and inability to manage life, and some due to underlying diseases and inability to participate in the society. The leader of the Islamic Revolution calls on all members of the society to volunteer and participate in providing help.
The armed forces and the Basij forces, along with other institutions with the order of the commander of the armed forces, began the exercises of sympathy, empathy, and faithful assistance. The amount of donations was astounding and beyond expectations. Millions of livelihood packages were prepared and distributed by the armed forces, especially Basij and other revolutionary institutions, without the slightest financial burden on the country's government budget and relying on the voluntary help of the people. But the armed forces that had participated in this national unity as a charity or medical organization or a production complex were also responsible for the defense and security of a country that is constantly threatened by the world-dominated political system. Iran's key role in resisting the international arrogant regime has made it a major target for global Zionism. External threats and internal inflammations directed from across the borders have put the armed forces of the Islamic Republic of Iran in constant conflict with the enemies of this country. It is also important that the full-scale battle of the armed forces against the coronavirus did not affect the serious defense, security, and military tasks of this military organization. To recognize and portray the strength of the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran and the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps, it must be said that these organizations, in addition to achieving victory in the battle against the coronavirus in 2020, accomplished their annual exercises more powerfully than ever before. The Ministry of Defense and Armed Forces, after completing the production cycle of the first indigenous fighter named Kosar, handed over some of them to the Army of the Islamic Republic of Iran and unveiled the ballistic missile of Martyr General Qasem Soleimani and the cruise missile of Martyr Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis. In the same sequence of the unbelievable days of coronavirus outbreak, and while the armed forces have not neglected a single bit of their duties and self-sacrifice in protecting the lives of the people, the powerful military satellite of Nur was launched successfully by the aerospace forces of the Islamic Revolutionary Guards Corps. Nur satellite and its launcher are among the most important and complex scientific and defense achievements for the country and the Iranian armed forces. The launch of Nur satellite shows that the Iranian armed forces, despite being fully exposed to coronavirus disease, have practically not stopped upgrading their defense capabilities and scientific goals. During that period, due to the change in the traffic system and the density of the population in the country, the police force tried its best to maintain this new structure, and these efforts were recorded in the history of the country by conquering the peaks of security at the borders and inside the country. Iran is an Islamic country with an ancient culture and in accordance with the pure Islam, which has passed its history day by day with endurance. The Islamic Republic of Iran has not lost the slightest part of its territory in the 8 years of holy defense without any help from the bullying and world-dominating countries in the fight against the arrogant international alliance. The devout and revolutionary Muslim people of Iran stand together in the struggle against the coronavirus with one voice and declare to the world that they are ready to share their experiences in this struggle fully with other world countries. The world has experienced greater calamities than the coronavirus. However, Islamic Iran has been victorious in every battle in all scenes, relying on God Almighty and divine power, and the efforts and solidarity of its people.
This is IRIB English Radio.